I'm very happy now to welcome to the program artist Michelle Blade. She is doing some events in Santa Fe this week. On Thursday, the 17th of January, she will be at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, Tipton Hall, in conversation with art historian Kristan Vilela. It's called Conversation Living Through the End. And then she will be doing an exhibition that opens this Friday at the CCA in Santa Fe called Making Light of It. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Ah, thank you. So happy to be here.
It's great to have you. This exhibition is so interesting to me. You did last year in 2012 a new painting every day of the year. So there's 366 paintings and they will all be exhibited in this show. And also some of your sculptures, and it's called 366 Days of the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Tell us about that project, how you decided to do it, what went into it sort of conceptually and artistically.
Sure. It started, actually, I have to say, I had 2 days of preparation in 2011. I was kind of shifting into not a lot of new things in my life, and I thought of the idea and jumped right in. It seemed appropriate because 2012 is the it was the year that the Mayans, well, I think a lot of people misinterpreted that it was the apocalypse. That,
yeah, right.
December 21st would be the end of the world, really.
And here we are.
I think on second glance, and what I kind of thought about it as well is it's a cultural shift that was supposed to take place and is still continuing to take place since this marker. So I thought that would be a really interesting framework to create art under for an entire year. So it was an opportunity for me to dig into my practice, have a daily ritual of my own, to see improvements in my thought and my technique, just to become more dedicated to my practice. I do have a daytime job, so it was nice to have to dig in deep. So it was great.
The paintings, and I've only seen them online. I haven't seen them at CCA yet. I guess they're probably in the process of being installed right now. Are, to me, they're so beautiful, and it really makes me happy when an artist is really, really good at her craft. And I wondered if you could talk a little bit about the craft. You use a technique that looks like watercolor, but the colors are a lot more vivid.
Sure. It's actually acrylic-based calligraphy ink, and that's why it's more chroma-filled. Watercolor is usually dry. About 50% of the color kind of disappears once it dries. And this kind of acrylic-based ink, it still acts like watercolors, where it's fluid and it's bleeding, and you have to be very, very aware of what the actions are and ready to react to that. Sometimes it feels almost out of your control, and you have to respond to what the paint is doing rather than you being the one in control. It's a very interesting relationship, and one of the reasons why I choose to use it.
And you can't sort of work one area for a few hours. I mean, it's very, what you see is what you get, and if you screw it up, you have to start all over.
It's a pretty fast process. I would say probably the longest I spent on any of these paintings was maybe 3 hours. But I can also do a painting in half an hour. It just depends how loose and free you're going to be. But it's not like oil painting where you can come back to it and work back into the light areas.
And so doing a painting every day, and they're all pretty much the same size, how did you decide what you were going to do each day? Were you inspired by the moment? Did you have kind of a series of paintings at different points throughout the year that you worked on?
Well, when I first started, I didn't know what to do. I felt very lost the first week. And it was an intense first week, I remember, because I felt like I was flailing. And I remember even in that moment thinking, oh God, maybe I'm not a good painter anymore. I don't know where to go with this. It was very interesting. And then it clicked into gear. And it's almost like keeping a journal. I mean, you have thoughts and inspirations that you come across every day. And when you're in the habit and in the practice of actually checking into that part of you, it becomes more, it's easier and easier as it goes on. So I found myself having a plethora of things that inspired me, you know, whether it was like a book I was reading that day, a line I had heard in a song, or a conversation I had with a friend. I started getting into the habit of, on my lunch breaks, going to the library. And even for, you know, at that hour that I had, it became a roulette game where I would go into like the anthropology section and I would pull out books and I would look at images and things would happen and I would learn new things and I would feed it back into this project. And it was great.
And the paintings are so, to me, there's each one is so poetic. It's like, I don't know your life. I don't know you. I don't know where they're coming from. But I think one of the things that's beautiful about it is that they speak to viewers that you don't know about our own sort of visual, conceptual senses, like whether it's an animal or a book or a burning house or a hand or a moon or whatever. They're kind of universal images that somehow resonate. I don't know. I can't explain exactly how that works, but they're very effective.
I think something that has to do with it that I've been looking at a lot in my practice is just, it's like an existential kind of longing to connect within these books that have different philosophies, you know, that I depict, or even like the Burning House series they're very symbolic of things that we've seen in literature and in films, you know, of like this passion and longing or horror, or, you know, they're things that we can instantly tap into because we've seen these images, and we're in a day and age where we're so saturated with imagery that I think I tried to link that and bring it into the conversation with the paintings that I was making. You know, they're linked to photography and they're kind of painted in a way sometimes where they reference that, and, you know.
Now, how has this, I mean, now we're in mid-January, your 366 days are over, and you didn't miss a day. You did it every single day.
Yeah, done.
For real, you did two on one day.
I'm done, yes.
But what are you doing now? Did it change the way you're doing your work?
Well, you know, since I ended, I'm now down here and I'm installing. I'm still finishing the final touches of the project. I'm not doing a daily painting anymore, but I'm, you know, I had to kind of create a huge way to organize these paintings. I'm still linked to it. However, I do feel incredibly free not to have to find that time in my day, and that I can be creative in other ways. I don't know. I feel lighter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michelle Blade's exhibition, Making Light of It, will open this Friday, the 18th of January, from 6:30 to 8 at the CCA. And it's at the Munoz Waxman Gallery, which is that big building right next to the CCA. It's a wonderful, huge space.
Beautiful space.
Yeah. And it'll be open Friday through Sunday, 12 to 5, through the 17th of January. So it's up for a whole month. And then also Michelle will be talking to Cristan Villela, who is a pre-Columbian Mesoamerican art historian, on Thursday, the 17th of January, from 6 to 7:15, at Tipton Hall at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And that's free and open to the public. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.